Thank you, Cardiff. This is Steve.
Yeah, hi, Steve. This is Jared Ellis from Ellis Inc. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
You called about maybe getting some working capital for us. We're a business, Ellis Concrete Incorporated.
Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry. I kind of broke up.
Jared Ellis, Ellis Inc.
Okay, and it's spelled E-L-I-S?
E-L-L-I-S.
Okay, at Ellis Inc.
Yep, and we had done some banking with Stearns Bank, and you said you got us pre-qualified, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, perfect. What's your phone number real quick, just in case if we get disconnected?
802-265-7899.
All right.
I'll give you my email.
Sure.
J-E-L-L-I-S at Ellis Brothers, spelled out, and it's .net.
.net. Perfect. All right, man. All right, Jared, what can I help you with? I had mentioned briefly about your business being, you know, pre-approved and everything. You looking for some working capital? So we're trying to look to do?
Yeah, we definitely like to consolidate some, pay some things off and, get a line of credit or get some working capital.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely help out with that. Just out of curiosity, how much are we looking for?
I mean, 100 and 150.
Okay.
That's going to consolidate a ton of things.
Okay, perfect. Nice. So with our working capital, I mean, are you pretty familiar with capital? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. So with us, you know, we can usually free up about 10 to 15% off of your gross annual sales. So that's what's really nice about us. You know, we don't look too much into your credit. I mean, it does have a factor with your credit. Just out of curiosity, what were your annual sales like last year?
We're over $1 million.
Okay, perfect. So you'd be perfect for that.
Yeah, I think we might have been 1.2 or maybe a little more.
Okay. Is that what you guys are on track for this year so far?
No, we're going to beat it.
Oh, you're going to beat it. Nice, man. So you guys are growing, yeah?
Yeah, we definitely grew, and we were in a transition period last year of growing and, you know, some growing pains and figuring some stuff out. I mean, we went, you know, we got 15 employees, so we definitely been busy.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. You guys plan for future growth or anything?
Oh, yeah. We want to grow every year. Absolutely.
There you go. See, I do a lot of business owners, and a lot of them say, oh, we're good where we are. I'm like, why? Why don't you guys don't want to grow?
No, we want to grow.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Yeah, so 100, 150. All right. You guys are gross annual sales. Just out of curiosity, how long have you guys been in business for?
99.
Since 99 years? No, I'm just kidding. 1999? All right.
1999.
Okay, so quite a while. Yep. And you're 100% owner, right?
I am, my brother owns 1%, it was for, you know, so there's,
I got you.
I'm 99%, that's for workman's comp.
Okay, yeah, no worries, I got you, that's fine. Okay, I'm just asking some generic questions here just to get a little bit better idea of your business, things like that, so, let me see, have you looked anywhere else for any kind of capital or anything, or, like, do you have any other capital loans out right now?
No. No, I don't borrow money usually.
Okay. And have you looked anywhere else? Or are we the first place? Okay.
You're the first place, but I was going to my bank.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. How long have you been with your bank? Is that just still Stearns Bank?
No. Stearns was just, we bought some equipment. We've been with our bank since 99.
Oh, okay. I got you. So were you trying to get like a line of credit through them? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, right. Some working capital, same thing.
Okay, I got you. All right. Do you know the total balance on all this consolidation or anything?
Do I know what?
The total balance of your whole consolidation, like what you guys are in debt of?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we'd be, you know, $100,000 would get us, you know, comfortable.
Got up. Okay.
Yeah. and then 50,000 give us working capital, you know, so we can
purchase
some stuff, and just by consolidating our bills and paying this stuff off, where you could save, you know, $5,000 a month.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay. So I'm just taking some notes here. Okay. Is there any time of the year, or is there, when do you need it by?
Sooner the better.
Okay. All right. Are you pretty thin on cash? I want to make sure you're sleeping comfortably at night. I mean, we can usually, get you an answer in 24 hours and, have you funded, within a couple of days. So that's a nice thing. So
we're fine. I mean, we're making payroll and we're making money. It's just, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and we got burned for some money on a couple different projects, and so that hurt us.
Oh man, what happened?
Well, just the guy friggin' stopped paying and then bounced three checks on us. He owed us $40,000. Another person was supposed to refinance. Well, their refinancing never went through, and I fucking put a roof on for free.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll get paid, but the one guy I didn't think I'd get paid for, he just actually signed a settlement. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay. And just one more question. How would you rate your credit, do you think? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Hopefully somewhere in the middle. I was really good credit, and then we just went through some growing pains, like I said, and we struggled a little bit. So some of the credit cards, I mean, we're paying off American Express right now, and that's $5,000 a month. That's one of them. I mean, we went from $60,000 all the way down to, I think, maybe $20,000 now.
Okay. All right. When's the last time you looked at your card, Abby? Do you know, roughly, what it's at, possibly? Like, a score?
I haven't looked.
Okay. No worries, man. Well, that's a good thing. We work with A to D tiers, so you're fine with us. Why don't we do this? Because I have enough information. I know you want to get things rolling just to see what you can get. Our paperwork is very light. All we need is the one-page application I can send to you over email. Your most recent bank statements of 6 months and just your most recent tax return. So if you have the 2015, that would work perfectly. I mean, if you don't have the 2015, the 2014 will work, but we'll need the extension with that too. So, all right. So is this the best email to send this to you? JLS at, okay, perfect. I'll send that to you in about 10 minutes, actually, probably 5 minutes. But when do you think you're going to get that back to me?
Hopefully by the end of the week.
Okay. All right. I'll just follow up with you then if I don't hear anything back from you.
So what's your last name,
Steve? My last name is Shell. It's S-C-H-E-L-L.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I'll look for it.
All right, man. Sounds good. And I'll keep in touch with you, all right? And feel free to give me a call, man, if you have any questions or, if you have any concerns or anything like that, too. And, just so you know, too, a lot of business owners do like to shop around. I'm going to be straight up with you. And I know that everybody likes to shop around just to see what's going on. If you do that and you find a really good offer or something like that, don't pull the trigger on that, because usually 9 times out of 10, we can beat that offer. So, all right.
I will give you the respect of doing that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it, Jared. And I'll send you that email.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.